Good morning. Thank you for connecting with us today. Many people will know Joshua, my son, who Joshua is. When Joshua was a little boy, he was very inquisitive. And he used to ask me loads and loads of questions. Some of those questions were very, very difficult. And quite often these questions would happen when we were in the car. I'd be driving the car and Joshua would see something and he would ask me questions. So, for example, he would look out the window and see an aeroplane in the sky. And he'd say to me, "Daddy, how does that aeroplane stay in the sky? How big is it? How fast is it going? Is it going faster than our car, Daddy? How high is that aeroplane in the sky? How many people are on it? And where's that aeroplane going, Daddy?" And questions like this went on and on and on. And over the years, Joshua asked me loads and loads of questions. And as you can imagine, at sometimes my reply would be, "Don't know, Josh, I'm not sure about that." And as his dad, I wanted to have all the answers to the questions that he might have. But the truth is, I didn't have all the answers to his questions. There are times now when people may come, for example, into my office and start to share with me some of the challenges that they're facing, some of the situations that they're in. And as they're telling me the story, it's a reaccounting what's happening. I'm thinking to myself, "God, I don't know what to say here. I haven't got the words to say. I don't have the answer, but God, you do." And I ask God to give me an answer to help people. You may yourself identify with this, because there are times when you're talking to people and you just don't have the words to say. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You just don't have the answer that they need. And the truth is, of course, that we don't have all the answers. But the good news for us today is this, that God does. God has all the answers that we need. The message of this sermon today is, I don't have all the answers, but God does. The last time I spoke, I preached on the theme, God specialises in using broken vessels. And we looked at the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. If you haven't heard that, maybe you want to listen to that after this message today. Go onto YouTube and just to listen to that message. God specializes in using broken vessels. The clay pots represent our lives, which are broken and chipped at times, and God has chosen to use us as broken vessels. And within us, we carry two things. We carry the life-changing message of Jesus Christ, the gospel message that changes lives forever, and the presence and the power of God that changes our lives. So today, what I'd like to do is return to the life of Moses and to look at the account where Moses is in the wilderness with the sheep, and there is this burning bush, and God speaks to Moses through this burning bush. So in the second book in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, this is what we read. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses replied, "Here I am." This was not an everyday occurrence. This happened once in a 40-year period of Moses' life. God had a specific task for Moses to do. God knew he was a broken man. God knew all about him, but God was going to use this broken man to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt. And God was going to use and show his power in order for that to happen. God says, I'm sending you to my people. You're going to be instrumental in saving the people of Israel, but I'm going to be the one that saves them, says God. I'm going to show my power in this situation. You'll be instrumental in saving the people, but I will save them. In Exodus chapter 2 verse 10 it says, God said to Moses, go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. How does that relate to us today? I want to say this, that each of us may be broken vessels, clay pots, fragile, but God has a plan for each and every one of us. Sometimes people say, what's God's plan for my life? And this is God's plan for every one of us. That we carry the message of Jesus Christ within us. The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share with people. And we carry the all-surpassing, life-changing presence of God within us wherever we go as we share the message. We are instrumental in saving people. We are called to be instrumental in saving people, but God himself will save them. So as we read this account of Moses, the burning bush, we would probably think, well, Moses should have replied something like this. Yes, God, I'm ready, I'm available. I'm your man, here I am, God, send me. But his immediate response is quite opposite to that. He says in Exodus chapter 2, verse 11, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He replies to God, who am I, God? In the last sermon that I spoke, God specializes in using broken vessels. I said it's not the condition of the person or the clay pot that matters, but it's what's inside that matters. God chose to use this broken man. God replies to Moses. God has the answer to every one of Moses' questions. God says, in effect, yeah, Moses, you may be a broken person, but... And this is God's answer, and I love this answer. Exodus chapter 2, verse 12. I will be with you. Five words. I will be with you. And Moses questions God. In effect, he's saying, God, don't you realise I'm not up for the job? Don't you remember how I messed up big time and someone died? God, all I can do is look after sheep. Moses made excuses to God. Who am I? How can I be your spokesman, God? I don't know what to say. I don't have the answers for the elders of Israel and for Pharaoh. Those questions that I might ask me, I don't know what to say. This is what he says in Exodus chapter 2 verse 13. God says to Moses, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am, has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. What was God doing here? God was giving Moses the answers he needed. Tell them, God says, that Yahweh, God has sent you. I am. And God once again gave Moses the assurance that even though he didn't feel like he had all the answers to people's questions, that God was with him. Moses was afraid. He was afraid that as he told the elders of Israel, that as he told Pharaoh, the message that he had to bring, that he would look stupid. That they'd laugh at him, they'd reject him. They might think he was a crackpot, which he was, a cracked jar of clay. And Moses has this debate with God, this discussion with God. Well, what if they don't listen? What if they don't listen, God? What if this? What if that? And God says all that he needed to hear. He said, Moses, they will take notice. Oh, they will. Listen to me, Moses. They will take notice. And God says to Moses, I will be with you. And Moses replies, what if, what if, what if? And what about this God? And what if? Do you know one of the things that is really bugs me is when people go, whatever, whatever. And you talk to them again, whatever. It really winds me up. I know it shouldn't, but it does. I think what really winds God up is when we go, what if God? What if God? What if this? What if that? What if the other? Does that sound familiar to you today? When God speaks to you, when God asks you to do, you have all these questions and you go, what if God? What about this and what about that? As God asks us to carry this message within us and the presence and the power of God into each and every situation we find ourselves, our excuses might be, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to say. I might not have the answer to the people's questions. I might look stupid in front of them when I don't have the answer. People might think I'm a crackpot. Do you know what? I'd rather be a crackpot for Jesus, where Jesus can show his power, his all-surpassing power through me and save lives. I need you to listen to this. God is with you. God is for you. God is with you. And he has all the answers you and I and anybody else in this world has and needs. Moses was preoccupied with himself, preoccupied with what might happen. How often have we been like that? We're so preoccupied with what might happen and it never happens. And he didn't hear what God tell him. What God told him would happen. God clearly told Moses what was going to happen. And even after getting Moses' attention by performing two miracles, one with the snake and one with leprosy, you can read it for yourself. What does Moses do? He continued to make excuses. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, pardon your servant, Lord. I've never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you've spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. Moses makes an excuse again. I'm not a good preacher. I'm not a good speaker. I can't get my thoughts together. And when I do, I just can't get the words out. I can't talk to crowds. What he really meant was, I'm afraid. Is this how we feel at times when we don't feel we've got the answers for people? We don't feel we can talk to people. We get tongue-tied. We can't organise our words and get them out. That we're afraid. I want to encourage you with what the Apostle Paul says. We see the Apostle Paul as the hero of the faith, a man that planted churches and went into all kinds of situations. But this is what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth himself. This is this mighty man of God. And these are the words he says in a minute. He says that he spoke the gospel message with fear and trembling. He goes into a situation. He's afraid. He did not bring eloquent words, but with a demonstration of the power of God that was in him. When Paul finished speaking, people met with God, not because of his words, but because of the explosive power of God within him and the presence of God that gave him the words to say at the right time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. This is what the Apostle Paul says. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not wise and persuasive, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. God gave Paul the answers to people's questions they needed. And God will give you and I the words to say at the right time when we need them. God will guide our tongue and give us the very words to say precisely when we need them. We may not have all the answers, but God does. God was willing, God was saying to Moses this, and saying to us as well through this story, I want you to be willing to trust me. I want you to be willing to step up into a situation and rely on me for the words to say. What Moses was thinking in his head is, send anyone but me, God. Please, God, just send someone else. Does that sound familiar? All Moses needed was God. All we need is God. God's not looking for someone with all the answers, but someone that's ready and available. God does not want to hear excuses and what ifs. Can I just say to you, if you're a Christian today, please stop the what ifs. He's chosen you as a broken vessel, imperfect, to carry his all-surpassing, life-changing message and the presence of God. God has all the answers that you will need at the right time as you share the gospel message. Today, people desperately need to hear the life-changing message of Jesus. Maybe today you're not a Christian. But right now, maybe over the last few days, weeks or months, you know that God is speaking to you. You know that he's wanting you to follow him. He's wanting you to give your life to him completely. And you've got loads of questions. There's lots of what ifs. God has all the answers you will ever need. You might be worried today about what people will think about you if you follow Jesus. Are you going to look stupid? Or are you going to have the words to say to them? What do you say to them? God will give you the words to say at the right time. He has all the answers for your life. There may be lots of what ifs, and you may be sitting in a car with God talking about what if God, what if God, what if God. God has all the answers that you need or will ever need. You might be fearful about telling other people, if I become a Christian, how am I going to tell them? All you need to do today is to trust him. If you want to give your life to Jesus and you haven't done that already, why don't you connect with us? Either if you're online right now with us, click on the prayer icon and one of the pastors will speak with you, or you can connect with us at admin@oasischristiancentre.org.uk, and we'll come back to you as soon as we're able to. We've got an alpha course that we're running at the moment. You could join it. There are all kinds of things that we can help you with at this time. The most important thing is to put your trust in Jesus today. Invite him into your life. And even though you may be broken yourself, that the presence of God will work within you and live within you and change you from the inside out. Why don't you do that today? Thank you everyone for listening. May God richly bless you, and may God richly use you. May you have a fantastic week and know God's presence and his power within you. Do amazing things, that as we seek to be instruments for God, for God to use us to help save people, and that God will save people. Thank you very much.